Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is hit by the pitch. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peete moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peete moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peete scores. Haas moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehead for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pete reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pete moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Pete scores. Haas moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dahlgren scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete catches it and throws to first to double up Grove. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Werber reaches second base with a double. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dib Williams pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Williams moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing shortstop. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Pete covering, for the out. Grove moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. Grove moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Johnson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.